Hey, this is Kellen from Wizard Tricks, and welcome to The Order. Hope you guys are ready for an awesome episode. We have some really cool things to talk about with the new Wizards Unite stuff, so let's get into it. Let everyone introduce themselves, and then we'll get started.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Nior from Adam Nior. Go check it out.
Hey y'all, I'm Lynette from Wizard PhD.
What is up, witches and wizards? This is Slytherin.
Awesome. Cool, guys. So today we're going to talk about the Calamity. All right, so I want all your guys' take on what we think this Calamity could be and how it's going to take a role in Wizards Unite. So let's hear it.
All right, so I'm actually looking at the website right now, and I'm just going to read over that part. Basically, it says, we call on all witches and wizards to help contain the Calamity or risk the worst of times since you know who. So, I mean, you could take it a few different ways. The way I kind of take it is there's like people like Grindelwalds or other people that are just trying to get the news out to the muggles or nomads that there is a wizarding world. So you could take it that way, or there's also the way that I think it's kind of mentioned in the website a little bit. I don't know exactly where it's at, but you could also take it kind of like the Ingress, and you have the exotic matter in Ingress, and it even says that in earlier in the paragraph, and it says chaotic matter. So it could be pretty similar to that. But I just think it's mostly going to be based around trying to follow the statute of secrecy and trying to keep that away from muggles knowing about the wizarding world.
Yeah, for sure. So like, I think that the Calamity is kind of like this overarching label. And so from the website, like what you just read, I think what it suggests is that the time period is it's current day, present day. I think that we might have mentioned that in previous podcasts, but since you know who, so it's past that time, you know. It's kind of funny because like when I read this, I imagine in my mind some like wizard hackers that are trying to like make chaos come out. But like that's like what I imagine of like something like where people are coordinating this and they're trying to make the chaos come out, the world burn, and if it's connected to some sort of ideological idea of we want to, you know, magic people will enslave non-magic people, like that could definitely be a possibility, but I do think it's some sort of group that's coordinated.
Yeah, and I've noticed there's a couple very small portions of text here and there throughout the website that gives a lot of authority to the Statute of Secrecy Task Force, mm-hmm. or the SOS Task Force. So one thing about this Calamity, one thing that I would like to really highlight here is that it's not just something that's going to be a part of the game. It seems to be the focal point of what we are actually going to be engaging in. So I think that's a really exciting key to kind of what we are supposed to be doing as witches and wizards in this SOS task force.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time, we have something that we can base the whole game around. I mean, really, it's exciting because this is, as you bring it, all you guys bring up, the SOS task force is something that they put a lot of emphasis on, and the Calamity, and with the trailer they put out, it all seems to be rotating around this type of plot. And, you know, obviously where they go from here is unknown, but there is at least something we can talk about that makes the main focus. And I think that's what maybe the biggest takeaway from the Calamity is the fact that there is a main plot line that they're going to be going with. And this is kind of the start of it.
Yeah, and I think having the Calamity there, I think that's going to be, like, as you said, our main focal point. I think both of you guys said that, or all of you guys said that. And I think that's going to be what we have to unite against to kind of stop them as this powerful force trying to enslave muggles or even just let them know of it, which could possibly lead to another Salem witch trial-esque event.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, they could. I mean, that's an interesting theory, too. I mean, they could take it where wizards do get exposed, and then there is this rift between muggles and wizards, and wizards have to unite to protect themselves either with force or trying to be diplomatic. That could be the sides that we look at, if there are sides.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play Ingress that much, or really, okay, I'll out myself. I don't play Ingress at all, so some of y'all can speak to that a little bit more, but I find it really fascinating to think about, y'all talked about teams last time, but in terms of factions, so if there's something that's really powerful like Magic, or and it's appearing in a chaotic matter, I'm not sure how that exactly plays out, but if there's something so powerful like Magic, like thinking about personally, what would you use it for? It might be a broader philosophical question of like what side you might lean on. Are you using Magic for some sort of betterment or for the greater good? But that can still be used in corrupted ways. So it might be interesting if there is some sort of like dual side where people are kind of like, there's this tension back and forth, but I'm not sure how that would play out. But for sure, like it would be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like because they do mention the Calamity and the way that they mention it on the website, it sounds like you're not able to join it technically. So I don't know if there'd be like a follower type side versus like, yeah, you are a part of this mass of people, or if we all truly are on the same team.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. One thing that I think is really cool about that, I go back and forth, and I think I might be leaning today more towards a non-team basis. It goes back and forth pretty regularly in my mind. But one thing that I found very, very interesting was that very small blip at the bottom of like the main portion on the website that says, please note, in the almost entirely impossible instance of a muggle gaining access to this area, they will be immediately obliviated by the authorization of the Ministry of Magic. So here it seems like the Ministry is a very powerful tool and something that will be likely incorporated a lot into the game of what the Ministry means to the wizarding world and the muggle world.
No, I definitely agree. And so like, I don't come at me, but like, there's a possibility that the Ministry could be wrong, you know? So like thinking about like why someone might fight for exposing the chaotic matter, like it's not necessarily this clear cut good or evil. That's like, I also go back and forth. I think that's interesting you said that, because some days I'm like all gung ho about teams, and other days I'm like, you know, I'd be chill if we didn't have teams and we were all like doing stuff together. So, I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, same here. Like a couple days ago, I was like, yeah, we will get the Hogwarts houses. But now today I'm thinking about it like, no, there's no way.
Yeah, I mean, for teams, I personally don't care either way. I don't mind if we have teams or we don't have teams. I think the game's going to be awesome regardless. But I have a hard time figuring out from Niantic's point of view how to make the game with out team, because they're just, I mean, that's how it's been. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, even in the beta tests that they do for different technology games that they're testing different technology for, they're sides. They you know, and that's part of a game, is the fact that there are sides, whether it's a role play game and it's you against a computer or the storyline, the plot, or if it's, you know, even like a shooter game where you have you against someone else, you know, playing on the other side. Games just revolve around sides. And if you want to call them teams, that's like one thing. But ultimately, like maybe they won't have teams, but there's obviously going to be something that we play against. There's going to be some sort of challenge, some sort of obstacle that we have to get around. Maybe it's the plot, or maybe it's another team. So we'll have to see how they choose. And I think that's how we have to look at it. You know, in maybe a perspective that we take, instead of talking about teams, it's like, what are we going to be against? What are going to be the challenges that Niantic is going to put in front of the player?
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting point. Because, I mean, just talking with you guys over the last couple minutes, it's just like, it makes me think that everyone will be against the Calamity. But then when you think back to Ingress and Pokemon Go, like Ingress is definitely team versus team, but Pokemon Go is like, you really, like you do both. You work together with the raids and doing all that kind of stuff with friendship and whatever. But then you also have your gym battles, which is kind of a minor part for a lot of people. But you still have to kind of battle to have your team in charge of the gym. And so will there be some sort of aspect like that, regardless of if there's teams or not? Would it be more of an individual base? Like you could come and take down so-called gym in Harry Potter Wizards Unite, or would it be something different? Like, who knows?
And in Pokemon Go, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, we didn't choose a team until level 5, right?
That's correct.
So like, it's possible that we're kind of like, oh, we all enlisted because we want to be part of this. And then there's some sort of splintering off of people because we choose sides or teams or whatever, where we're kind of like, I don't know. So like, I'll be like, but I don't know about you, ministry. Like, let me think about this a little bit more. But it's possible that they could incorporate teams like as the game goes on, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point, because I think a successful thing Niantic has done with Pokemon Go is make it where there are teams and there is an aspect of the game where you can play against other people, but there's also being able to work together. And if the Calamity is the main focus of the game, and that's what we're surrounding ourselves, and you're joining an SOS task force, yeah, maybe there's different factions or sections or jobs within each task force. You know, kind of like, I'm not a big WoW player, World of Warcraft, but I mean, that's what you see a lot with that. You know, different, if you pick a certain role, you specialize in that type of role.
I actually like that, the different roles. So have you guys heard of the other wizarding AR game, Magus or Magus?
No.
It came out January or February of this year, but it's pretty similar to that, and you can choose, I don't know what they're all called, but I think there's like three or something different either roles or types of creature you can be, and they each have like either, oh, this one's really good for attacking, this one's really good for defending, and I'm not really sure how the game works, but I know that is an aspect of it.
Yeah, and I could definitely see that incorporated. I mean, there's lots of courses and things that you could study in the wizarding world. So back in Hogwarts, there were courses in care of magical creatures or potions or defense against the dark arts. And I think there's a lot that people could potentially have that would be unique, but it would also be really complicated and complex for Niantic to be able to create that in a game that would keep people engaged. Because you would basically need a clan or a group of people that have different specialties to be able to go forth and defeat the Calamity at that point.
It could be just like a small aspect too. So like, Kellen, you were talking about the technologies that Niantic has teased before. So one of them is the codename Tonehedge, which is a multiplayer AR puzzle game. So it could be that there are just some aspects that could use something that has a role, like where people's roles matter, where you could only do certain things, or you do it better, you do some things better than other things, and like that cooperative aspect. But I don't necessarily see it being the entire game, just like a piece of it. Like, I could see like the raids happening or dueling happening, but I could also see this as being another dynamic. But I see it as being a bigger, more diverse set of things that you would have to do, because the Calamity seems like something super massive. And so to be able to do that, people would be, and to have a lot of people working together, you would need to be able to be working at different times and for different reasons and different things that you're doing in the game.
Well, not to be negative on my own point or my own idea, but if you have people who have different roles, there's a pretty obvious group of people who are going to complain about that, and that will be rule players. If you have only so many players in your community and they all pick a certain one, or most of them are a certain one, then it's going to make the gameplay very difficult if they do that. So it would have to be some sort of limited feature that they maybe just adds depth to the game versus being a focal point. So tell me, I want to know a little bit more about this clock. So what is up with that?
I don't know, man. It's going to shift sometime soon, like, or they're just messing with us.
Yeah.
I'm staring at it right now. Like, I know some other people in the chat are watching it, but I'm like literally watching it while we're talking, just in case.
Live
I don't.
feed in my bedroom, just like all the time.
Yeah, we
Wow.
need to put that up in Times Square, just leave it going all the time.
They may, when it gets close,
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
they may buy some ad space on Times Square and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely has different colors. So it has, I know it has any range of like green to yellow to red. The one thing that it doesn't have, though, I was reading about, I think someone posted it on Reddit, some like technical stuff about it, or the Wizard, it was actually Wizards Unite Hub that I read, and it's like they actually the one that we see in Fantastic Beasts, in order to find them, you actually don't see the blue that that one has on this clock. It's not in the code, so it's just the green, yellow, and red. So it isn't exactly the same, but I think it has a lot of the same aspects of it. And I think the closer the game gets, the more dark it's going to get. So like maybe like when beta comes out, or they are getting close to beta, it'll start going to those yellows, and then when it like we're within weeks of the actual release, we're going to see it go red.
Yeah, I think it's gonna move. I mean, look at how much we've talked about this since it animated like the last time. So I think it's gonna for now be like this hype buildup, but I do think that there is possibility that they could incorporate this into the gameplay. So in Pokemon Go and in English, there are events. And so I think that they could use this as like a signaling of like if we're at this emergency level. That's like one of the large, big scale ones, like the global events that Pokemon Go has, where everyone is participating, and so the aggregate of all of our work is to some sort of end and some sort of reward. But I do think that it'll be something connected with whatever our storyline is, and it'll be shifting from different, levels of urgency, and what that means might impact like the sorts of quests or things that we are expected to do together in the game.
Yeah, I agree. And I'd kind of hope that it wouldn't be just a hype clock or something that's building up to the game release, but instead something that we would actually see incorporated into the game, like you were saying. I think it could be done very well that way of saying, hey, there's an event happening. We're in the red or the blue. Now we need to go and work for the ministry and limit some of this risk out there and the exposure of the wizarding world and protect the statute of secrecy as we are tasked to do. So I think that could be a really unique way. And then the ministry would reward the witches and wizards that participated in ensuring that the statute of secrecy remains another day.
I really like that idea. You guys said all my thoughts, so
Yeah,
I like it though.
I think there's some awesome ideas that you guys just said for the clock. I definitely agree. I hope they make it part of the game. I think it could be a pretty good way to show urgency leading up to events, things like that. I think that's a great way to do it, Niantic, to make that happen. I think it's an also where it is a hype buildup. For sure. It's also nice to maybe have something that we can count on to know about their progress on how close we are to actually getting the game, which is nice since Niantic doesn't necessarily always put out press releases as often as I think we would hope, but at least we can see some movement in the clock. What are you guys' thoughts on the time frame? Does the issuing of the clock change our thoughts on when it could be released? Because it seems like all of us are pretty sure it's going to be in March.
I'm not.
You're not. When do you think it's going to be?
I don't want to give an exact date. I really don't. I like the idea of March. I want it to be March. I don't think that they will go and release the game until PvP enters Pokemon Go.
I do agree with that, but I think we're close to PvP in Pokemon Go.
And that's been mentioned that it's like it's in the code already. Not, I mean, like hints of it are in the code of Pokemon Go. And Buttenmuller, who also said that, I don't know how reliable that source is, but she said that Wizards Unite was going to be released in 2018. She also said that PvP should be a quarter 4 update for Pokemon Go.
Yeah, which would lead right in. They'd be able to do the testing that they will. I mean, they'd basically be able to release this multiplayer feature that's very server intensive on the Pokemon Go scale, which is massive, and it'll be perfect to work out all that stuff to perfect it right before they have a whole quarter to perfect the technology and find out all the bugs and all that, and then it'll be good to go for their new baby.
Yeah, and Niantic has a really unique position now, because when they launched Pokemon Go, there was tons of crashes. It was the servers going down all the time, right? Because they had Ingress, which it was popular, but it certainly wasn't as popular as what Pokemon Go became, and they weren't expecting the hype that came out with it. And now that they have that big fan base, they're, I mean, sure, it's dwindled off a little bit. There aren't as many people playing as, say, you know, the first few months, but certainly they have a good group that's coming back and still testing out some of these new features and getting engaged in things like the raid system and trading and friend codes and things like that. So I think they have a good chance to be able to test it on the massive scale that they're going to need for Wizards Unite.
Totally. I agree. Well, is there anyone, do you guys want to say anything else about the clock? We're good?
I hope to have some more information about it. I've been digging through some of the code that's written on it. When I have more, I'll give some updates.
All right, cool. Well, thank you everyone. Oh, go ahead, Adam.
Oh, yeah, I just said I'm looking forward to that. And I also wanted to point out something on the website. That just like a little note, no one I've really seen has mentioned it yet, but down on the right side below the clock, it just says, remember, a happy muggle is an oblivious one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that too.
That'd be a good way to sign off.
That is a good sign off. Yeah, that is a good sign off, actually. I like that. What we should say at the end of it. So hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thanks for joining in. We appreciate you guys joining us live, and you can catch some of our other episodes on our channel. So again, thanks, guys, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, good talking with you.
Well, until next time.
Yes.
Ones ready. Eyes peeled.